I'm Ray McDonald on The Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're checking out the five most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles Chart for the week ending January 11th, 2014. The chart begins to stir from its post-holiday slumber this week as two positions change hands. Hey, it's a start. Falling a slot to number 5 is the combo platter of A Great Big World and Christina Aguilera with Say Something. Christina experienced a loss in 2013, and she was very happy about it. Details are on the way.
Say something, I'm giving up on you. I'm sorry. Say something, I'm giving up on you.
A Great Big World slips a slot to number 5 with Say Something featuring Christina Aguilera. Shortly after divorcing Jordan Bratman in 2010, Christina began gaining weight. But last year saw her regain her former figure. She reportedly lost 22 kilos through exercise, healthy eating, and limiting her alcohol intake. Taking over in fourth place is Lorde, who says a meeting with a rock legend was a high point in her year. We'll take a closer look after Royals.
And we'll never be royals.
Royals.
It's the one in our blood. That kind of luck just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Ruler.
You can call me Queen Bee.
And baby, I'll rule.
I'll rule.
I'll rule.
Let me live that fantasy.
Lorde rebounds a slot to fourth place with her former champion, Royals. Last year, Lorde met David Bowie at actress Tilda Swinton's birthday party, and it was a mutual admiration society. Speaking with Rookie magazine, Lorde said Bowie told her that listening to her music was like listening to tomorrow. For her part, Lorde said it was a beautiful moment. Holding at number 3, here's One Republic and Counting Stars.
Lately, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard, said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars.
Republic spends another week in third place with Counting Stars. Bandleader Ryan Tedder is a well-known songwriter and producer who has worked with dozens of our biggest performers. He contributed to Beyoncé's latest album, but says he didn't know it was coming out until 90 minutes before its release last month. Kesha had a turbulent week. I'll have details after her duet with Pitbull, Timber.
It's going down, going down, yelling Timber. You better move.
Here in the United States, Pitbull and Kesha hold in second place with Timber. Over in the United Kingdom, it just became the first new number one single of 2014. In other news, Kesha has checked herself into a rehab facility for an unidentified eating disorder. Finally, let's make it a nice even month at the top for Eminem and Rihanna. Here's The Monster.
I'm friends with the monster, the son of my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. Well, that's not fair.
Eminem and Rihanna hold the Hot 100 Pop Singles Championship for a fourth straight week with The Monster. That's impressive enough, but how about this? It's selling better than ever. It moved 433,000 downloads in its latest week. That's the most since its release last November. Is a fifth week in the cards? Hey, there's only one way to know. Stop on by and find out. I'm Ray McDonald, and this has been the Top 5 Countdown. on The Voice of America.